So Hasidus is very interesting in that it's very modern, pre-modern, that it tries to probe human identity. Remember, for us, human identity is a given because we live in an existentialist world. We think about what am I feeling, what are my emotions, how do they interact. Very, very subjectivist and personal. And in ancient times, people thought of themselves more in collective terms. How does society feel? And what are the ways human beings react, rather than what's Ellie and what's Sammy and what's Nissan? So Hasidus is very Freudian in trying to understand the human emotional system, how emotions interact with one another, and how to... Chabad Hasidus is especially attuned to the different layers of human identity and of human intellect. So this is a perfect example, Parshas Zachor, and the interaction between Parshas Zachor and between Parshas Tetzaveh. Not always, but very often, Parshas Zachor coincides with Tetzaveh. So this is about five lines of a two-page Smasemis. Just every line has to be read very, very carefully. He begins with Parshas Tetzaveh. The word Tetzaveh is similar to the word Tzav. So the first Rashi in Parshas Tzav says that whenever Hashem begins the command by saying the word Tzav, because every command is implicitly a Tzav, so Rashi says, this is the Rashi in the beginning of Parshas Tzav, Ein Tzav el Lashon Zeros Miyad Viladaros. Tzav means that Hashem is issuing a command that will have relevance and pertinence over the long duration, not just immediately. So in Parshas Tzav, it's a shout-out to Korbanos. You would think Korbanos is just limited to the Mishkan. This is something that will have relevance in the Beis HaMikdash and in Meretz Hashem Le'asid level. So Tetzaveh is similar to Tzav, and they each mean that Hashem is inserting the word Tetzaveh or Tzav to demonstrate how pertinent long-term the Korbanos in Parshas Tetzaveh are, or the Big Dekuna in Parshas Tzav are, or the Big Dekuna in Parshas Tetzaveh. Now for the Sfas Emes, that Rashi means something else. That Rashi means, in order to make something long-lasting and enduring, in order for it to be Ladaros, something has to be delivered and experienced with energy, excitement, passion, electricity. In order for it to be Ladaros, you need Zeros. Rashi means, the simple way to read Rashi is, teach them and be Mezares them, not just now, but for an enduring relevance. For the Sfas Emes means, in order for it to have enduring relevance, teach it with excitement. The way that something lasts is if you do it with excitement, with electricity, with energy. And Hasidus spoke a lot about Zrizus. What elements and what benefits the trait of Zrizus delivers. It's one of the traits that we work on. The beginning of the Tzidkas HaTzadik, or Beit HaTzadik HaKoyim Yilublin, one of the famous Sfarim of Hasidus, says, why did we leave Mitzrayim B'chipazon? Why did we leave so quickly at night rather than a slow, gradual departure? Because Am Yisrael was being born. And the identity of the Jewish people has to be forged through quick, passionate, intense, Dreesus activity, not through a slow departure. We have to leap out, we have to run out, because that shows electricity. So for Rashi, Hashem is telling Moshe, work on teaching them and remind them as much as you can that this is an enduring concept of Korbanos and Big Dekuna. But for the Sfas Emes, teach it to them with Zrizus so that it will last long, so that it will be enduring, so it will sink into the real deep recesses of their identity so that they'll internalize it. The method and the manner, when Rashi Zrizus means make sure that they realize it's long term. For the Sfas Emes, Zrizus is the manner of teaching these mitzvahs which will ensure that it lasts long term. Now, what happened is Amalek came and stole our Zrizus. Amalek was Karcha B'Derech. We had that energy. We had that electricity. We were running out of Mitzrayim. And Amalek came and thwarted us and halted us and cooled us down. Asher Karcha B'Derech. One interpretation of Karcha B'Derech is the cooling effect, Lashon Kar. So we were hot. We had passion. We had energy. And Amalek came and stole our energy and stole our Zrizus. So that's the Sfas Emes' way of connecting Parshas Tetzaveh with Parshas Zachor, which happens very, very often. Parshas Tetzaveh reminds us of the power and potency of Zrizus on a personal level and a national historical level. Now Amalek came and stole our Zrizus because they were Karcha B'Derech. So now the question is, okay, Hashem gave us Zrizus by allowing us to leave Mitzrayim quickly. How do you reattain Zrizus? Here I am, I'm an average Jew. How do I attain Zrizus? I can't leave Mitzrayim every day. Hashem created and inducted that energy which Amalek stole. But how do I recover? How do I defeat the defeat of Amalek? How do I overcome Amalek? What human trait will help you acquire Zrizus? You want to be more zaris. How do you become more of a zaris? So the Sfasama says there is one trait, simcha. And Chassidus really delved into the anatomy of simcha. Remember, Chassidus is an incredible revolution because it inserts itself into the darkest period in Jewish history. After Jews had suffered terribly for 1,700 years, and after the infrastructure of the Jewish community in the early 18th century had been completely dismantled, and Jews were extremely poor, it was one of the darkest and bleakest eras, and all of a sudden Chassidus, in a way I won't describe now, rehabilitated Simcha as the central thing. You think of Chassidim as people that dance and drink all day? It isn't. It's a very important view and quest as to how to achieve Simcha and what role it will play, even though you're living such a wretched life in Galus. Simcha will create Zrizus. Because normally when you're sad, it's hard to generate energy and electricity. When you're happy, when you're thrilled, when you feel empowered, then all of a sudden there's a skip to your step. There's energy, there's activism, there's potency, there's optimism. So for the Sfas Emes, the way to achieve this Zrizus that Tetzave suggested is so important for internalization, and Amalek stole, Iker HaZrizus Ba Ayidei Simcha. How do you achieve Simcha? Listen to this modern analysis of the human psyche. How do you achieve Zrizus? Simcha. How do you achieve Simcha? Two ways. One is feeling empowered, that really your activities can really change the world. And this is something we've talked about a lot in the Chassidus. Every single action of yours can change the entire cosmos because every action is an encounter with Hashem because Hashem's presence is everywhere, not just in a Sefer and not just in Gemara and not just in a mitzvah, but in day-to-day activities, you're changing this world. It's the joy of empowerment. When you feel like you're having an impact, when you feel like your actions matter, you're not just some enfeebled, weak Jew living in Eastern Europe in 1740 with no hope or redemption. But every mitzvah and every activity you do will change not just the world of Poland or Hungary, but the entire cosmos. So that gives you a real feeling of empowerment. But there's another way to experience simcha, not just to feel empowered. He quotes his grandfather, the Chiddush Harim, quoting his Rebbe, Mila Blin. He quotes him as saying, how else do you feel simcha? By feeling humble. What? Hachna v'hasimcha midachas. Humility and joy are really the same trait. Who would have thought that? Who would have thought that humility? We normally think of people that are powerful, that are achievers, that are impactors. They're the people that are happy. Well, we've seen in our world they aren't, right? Because they have insatiable appetites and manic depressive swings. When they think, I can change the world, and I can change the world. There's a certain joy that comes from the inner poise of knowing what your role is, fulfilling that role well, knowing your traits, knowing your limits, living within yourself, living within the moment, living in reality, not living some fantasy, alternate reality that you've scripted for yourself. This is being written in the early 19th century. Simcha is based on Hachna. What I want you to see is how many traits of the human experience have been described and how many connections have been created. First of all, the ability for activity and electricity and passion and energy and hard work to create internalization. So if it wants to be long-lasting, it has to be internal. For it to be internal, it has to be done with energy and electricity. Number two, the way to re-achieve Zrizus is through joy and excitement. Layer number three, how do you achieve joy? Two different parts of that layer. Feeling empowered that you can change something and feeling humble and knowing what you can change and what you can't change and living within yourself. So you see the three layers? Internalization is through Zrizus. Zrizus is through Simcha. Simcha is through Hachna and empowerment. Actually, four layers. For something to be long-lasting, layer one has to have Zrizus. For something to have Zrizus has to have Simcha. For something to have Simcha has to be feeling of empowerment and humility and recognizing your limits. That's what makes Chassidus so internal, because it's looking from inside your heart to the way you see the world. That's existentialism, rather than looking at the world. How do we define the world? What's good? What's evil? What's very, very pre-modern, and that's why people find it so resonant in today's world. Okay?